All right. So tell me who we have here, your team name and the members.
Okay. So we're Team Constellation. My name is Jen, and I'm from Montreal.
My name is Andre, and I'm from Simon Fraser University in BC.
My name is Perry, and I'm also from Simon Fraser University, same with Andre.
And so you worked on a project for Code Camp. Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay. So what we did was a constellation searcher. And so let's say one night you're out and you see the stars and you see a constellation, but you don't know what it's called. You don't know any information about it. So you can go home, you can get on your Kinect, you can open this up. And what you do is you draw the constellation that you saw. And from there, it'll reach into a database and it'll bring up the most similar constellations to what you've drawn. And then you can pick and find out the name and information from there.
Great. Can you show us how it works?
Yeah. So this is the start screen where he's going to have to identify which hand he's going to use as his drawing hand. So right there it says remove the other hand. You only have one. So either you're righty or lefty. So he's a righty. And then the circle is going to go down. And it's going to bring you to a training screen. From there, you're going to follow the lines and the boxes, and you're going to draw a square. This is practice. It's also for you to learn how to cross a plane. So as you see, his hand moves forward when he wants to draw the line, and backwards when he's stopping. That way the Kinect recognizes by depth when you're...
Do you want me to talk about it?
Yeah, if you want to.
So what the Kinect is doing is we're sensing how far away from your shoulder your hand is. And the idea is that you're pushing through sort of this wall that's directly in front of your shoulder. And when you push through that wall, that's when you want to... Right, because here I am talking to you, and I don't want to fill the screen with lines. Instead, what I want is to only draw when I want to, and that seemed to be a fairly effective solution to that. We also added voice control, so I can say computer, and it brings up a menu on the bottom. One of the people at the Code Camp was calling this a VUI, a voice UI. So I can say clear. And it will clear what I've drawn. And I can also say I don't want that menu there. I can say close, and it closes the menu. The voice recognition seems to take a little bit of time, about 200 to 300 milliseconds. So if anyone's using this, they'll want to be patient. And sometimes it likes to pick up, say, think that we said computer when we didn't actually. So what I'm going to do here is I'm drawing a constellation. Oops. And then I'm not doing this very well.
So once he's completed drawing the constellation, that's it. This is the Big Dipper, for those of you who
I could kind of tell.
Okay, it does make a turn. And so from there, he can verbally ask for it to search.
Search. Oh.
So
one of the problems that we're working with is currently it will pick up sound from anywhere in the room.
Yeah.
So
that you can use the microphone array to just target one person.
That's the next step would be to take the microphone array, and it tells us the direction that the voice recognition came from, match that with the skeletal data to tell us where and give us a close approximation of whether or not it was the person who's controlling it who actually said that. So at this point, this is as far as we got in the search screen. So the idea is that from here, we would use machine learning algorithms to compare what you've drawn versus a database of constellations. And then it would bring up four most likely candidates for what you meant. And then from there, you could choose and learn more about it. But say, at this point, I'm done with this. And so I'm going to say, computer, exit. And it closes the program for you.
Very nice. Tell me, what are some of the things that you learned about developing for Kinect at Code Camp?
Well, Perry could also speak to this. But the samples were very helpful. Very cool thing about the Kinect is the built-in skeletal data. Very easy to just capture the skeletal data, not even have to worry about the depth camera or the RGB like we're using in this situation. And so it gives a pretty good estimate. I mean, there's, because it can track up to 2 full skeletons or 6 people,
yeah,
then you have to pay attention. For example, that's why there was only me here, because if someone walked in front of me, then that would sort of reset the... Currently, our program would reset to use their data,
yeah,
and then it would all get very confused.
It was just 24 hours. You know, yeah, you got to account for some of those things. So we'll give you a little bit of forgiveness on that.
Fair enough. But other than that, it was, I mean, if you've used any C# library,
yeah,
it was very, very similar.
And so what types of things do you think you'd add if you had a little more time?
Definitely the database would be really nice. We were trying to choose between Worldwide Telescope and Bing Maps, because I work on Worldwide Telescope, mm-hmm, and they have a great database for the information for the actual constellations, because there's so many, right? And the only problem was that it was just taking way too much time to actually get it in. And so we also wanted to just demo what the Kinect could do. And so that's why we focus a lot on voice and gesture recognition, because those are key to actually what the SDK is really about.
Great. Awesome. Well, thanks for showing us this today.
No problem.
You're welcome.
Thank you.